Hello, I'm Alexey Bichkarev, and I'm talking about unentangling projects and repositories, or maybe entangling them, depending on how you look at that. So this is going to be a short workflow note. I work as a researcher, so there are three main components to my work, I guess. First, I think, so I try to come up with new ideas, and that usually results in some collection of notes I have. Second, I try things out, so it usually means that I write code. And third, I communicate, so I prepare papers, presentations, memos, and so on and so forth. And so the workflow problem I had is sometimes all this does not really fit into a concept of single repository per project. So I might want to have, for example, a source code in a one repository, and then I would like to have a paper in another one, and then I want to have a collection of notes somewhere unrelated to those two. And yeah, Emacs is pretty good at supporting your workflows, and I figured I should share what I used and what works for me. From the technical perspective, things are pretty easy. So I use a collection of pretty standard components of Emacs. So it's a projectile org mode with its capture templates and other things. Then I sustain a collection of nodes in something that is called org roam, which is, well, essentially it's a glorified collection of org mode files. And then I use directory local variables, maybe a C tags to jump through the source code, and very, very little elisp glue to make this all work, but that's not really rocket science. So this is the workflow I would like to talk about today. So what I mean by all that, it's pretty straightforward to make Emacs to make it easy to jump around a single repository in Emacs. So if I have Doom Emacs, but that's not really specific to a Doom. That'll work in any Emacs configuration. Well, sure, K bindings might be different, but that's not the point, I guess, for the workflow. So if I hit space two times, I have all the list of files within my project, right? So if I create a couple of custom shortcuts. So if I press a magic button. Hyper OOP, don't worry about hyper key. So I wanted to have a modifier key all to myself, so that would no program on my computer would use that except Emacs, and Emacs would use that only when I tell it to. So I have a hyper key instead of caps lock. That's pretty easy to do in GNU Linux system. When I press this magic keys, I have a menu that's a normal key binding. Yeah, essentially in Emacs. And if I hit, for example, R, I end up in a README file within this specific repository I was sitting in, right? So if I want to document something real quick, I go to the README file. Then I could go to a change log file, right? So I have a list of changes. And the way it works, usually, for example, if I'm working on some code, I created a couple of dummy files in there. So I'm working on some code, and then I implemented something. And I can just use the org mode capture mechanisms to keep track of what I want to discuss with colleagues next time. For example, I could just hit capture repo specific changelog entry, and I implemented a feature, and I can continue working without this, context switching. And then if I want to go to the changelog, well, it is there. And next time I talk to the colleagues about the source code, I can open the change log and go through entries one by one and discuss what I have implemented last time. I could go to project specific to sorry to repo specific to-do list, and I have a list of to-dos that would live within a repository. And for example, I could have a high-level structure here, work distribution between team members and other things that sort of face outer world, so to speak. And of course, there are very many ways to jump through the source code conveniently. I ended up not using language servers. I use a special program called C tags, and so the way it works is just I call projectile regenerate tags, and it creates the special tags file within the repository. And then I can again run a, I usually just run a, hit a single keystroke, and here is all the symbols that are there in my source code, regardless of the language, right? So I can jump to the main function, and that'll be a C++ file, or I could go to the super function, which I had in my Python file. And this comes in pretty convenient if I have a mixture of languages. So sometimes I can have some algorithm-specific code in Julia, and then I can have some Python glue within the same source code repository. It makes it really convenient to jump between all of those, right? I have a few problems here. Just to give you a little bit of context. So for example, here is the a real project that corresponds to a real paper. I have a single note about that project where I keep all the things related to that project here, but that's a private note. So for example, I hit a special key that invokes my org roam function that gives me a menu of my notes. And so here is the paper essentially. And I can have a paper timeline, and I can have a list of all the dates, what happened to the paper with links to my email, right? So for example, if I hit this link, that'll open a specific email, and that doesn't work outside of my computer. It doesn't make any sense to keep it in the outer world facing repository, for example. So that's something to myself, right? Sometimes I want to have like this list of working notes, right? That contain like for example, yeah, I might produce this kind of things for internal discussion, right? It has some marks, it has some margin notes and things like that. Maybe again, health-baked ideas that may or may not end up in a repository, in a final paper or in a source code, but still I want to have it somewhere. And well, long story short, I need a project folder that would be unrelated to the source code or to the source code repository or to the paper itself or a final report, right? And one way, that, as usual, there are multiple ways to achieve that, I suppose. And one way to do that is, so I create a special folder within my org roam storage. So it's a special folder outside of any repositories that got backed up to my hard drive with certain redundancy, but I don't really need version control, full-blown version control for that. I'm okay with just having a couple of backups, right? So this is the folder you see here. So PKB stands for Personal Knowledge Base, and I have a folder, project notes in there, right? So, and how does it work? So I have a folder per project in there, essentially. And here I can have all the stuff that is that kind of belongs to me, and I do not publish it anywhere. And then, for example, a source code repository knows about that folder, and a paper repository knows about that folder, and anything else that might live in separate places all over my system can know about that folder. How do I achieve that? Well, essentially, this is one of the use cases for the directory local variables, right? So, for example, if how does it work from the user perspective? So if I hit a special key, if I hit a special key, that would be open project, and then for example, org mode file, right? So this is the my personal notes about the Emacs conf, not specifically about this very talk, but I can have the half baked ideas here again, and presentation tools and things like that. And how does that happen if we try to look at the code, the elist magic here? What is happening is it's just a couple lines of code, in fact. So let me just press Control Help key. And so the key I was pressing is open project org my file. And so what we see here, there is a single, so it's just a call to a find file function. So I open that file, and there is a special function that figures out what is the umbrella project notes file. And that's, again, that's very easy. So essentially, if a variable describing this, the name for that project is defined, then I use that as my project folder name. If not, I take the project name from the projectile. And well, that's pretty much it. And how do I define this variable? Is essentially there is this magical file in a folder called dear locals elisp, and I just put it there. And then whenever I go into that folder or any of its children folders, I get this variable defined. And that's pretty much it. That's how it works for me. I guess one thing that I wanted to emphasize specifically about that is, of course, it's a time tracking, right? So what is I find especially important when I work in something and I want to clock time, I usually do not want this information to be in a source code repository or in a paper repository, because other people I work with will not be particularly happy about that, especially if most of them do not use Emacs, and they'll see this long list of org clocked data, and that doesn't look nice in a plain text format. So what I usually do if I want to clock in some time and then later analyze what I've been spending time on, so I go to my org mode file and I go to my current project to-dos and I clock in there. And that's how it works. So again, what comes in handy, if I hit Control O, I just go back to the file I jumped into, and that's I jumped from, so that's also pretty handy. So again, no rocket science in there. So I create a directory local variable that helps me to figure out what umbrella project does this particular folder belongs to, and this way I make Emacs aware of, for example, facts like, so this source code belongs to that project, and this repository with a paper also belongs to that project. And I can have capture templates that would save my notes into my private notes file, and my to-dos and go to my private note files, and so on and so forth. So I find it pretty simple, but that really helps to reduce this context switching. And I don't believe it allows me to save time, but that probably helps me to stay focused. And this is what is really important, I believe. So, thank you very much. And if you have any comments or suggestions to that, please do jump into the discussion after the talk. Thank you.